Welcome to Above Limitations with Pastor Victoria, touching lives and communities with the words of deliverance and raising people above limitations.
We give you honor. We bless your holy name. We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. We bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. 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 You have been very good to us. As a church, you have been very good to us. Oh, as a church, you have been very good to us. As a family in Christ, you have been very good to us.
Praise the Lord. We actually want to give the handkerchief out after, but the Holy Spirit said to me, I should just give it to you. You're going to hold the handkerchief in your hand. Every house that this handkerchief will go into, in that house, no bad thing shall come in.
Amen.
I wanted to say amen.
Amen.
By the virtue of the anointing of God, I need somebody to carry this up for me. Not by power, not by man. By the virtue of this anointing, the house that this handkerchief will go to, this is anointing of very good. I bless the power, the grace, the power, the anointing of very good into your life. In the name of Jesus, you will experience very good. Your children will be very good. In Jesus' name, everyone that used this handkerchief, Masoko Babashede, whatever that is not good in your life will turn out to be very good.
Amen.
Your children will turn out to be very good.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit said to me, I should tell you to believe the power of very good by the impartation of the word of my mouth. I release it upon this handkerchief.
Amen.
Whoever that hold this hand, financially you will be very good.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Spiritually you will be very good.
Amen.
By the touch of this handkerchief, the Bible said the handkerchief that I've passed through Peter, Paul, when they used the handkerchief, when they passed through people, when they lay it upon the life of people, that which is not good in their life begin to disappear.
Amen.
Whoever that hold this handkerchief, whoever that use this handkerchief, that which is very that is very bad in your life will disappear.
Amen.
If you believe, say, I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
Barrenness will disappear.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Sickness will disappear.
Amen.
Poverty will disappear.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Loneliness will disappear.
Amen.
That which is not very good in your
Amen.
Life, they will vanish away.
Amen.
They shall be
Amen.
Rooted out.
Amen.
They shall be rooted
Amen.
Out. They shall be destroyed.
Amen.
For that one that say Amen, so shall it be.
Amen.
From now on, your life will be very good.
Amen.
Your children will be very good.
Amen.
Your marriage will be very good.
Amen.
Your health will be very good. Your household will be very good. Your ministry will be very good.
Amen.
Everything Hallelujah. About you will be very
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, put your handkerchief on your head. From your head to your toe. I want you to know. Masikalaba Shaka. Jehovah Rain. From your head to your toe. What you have just placed upon your head right now is an instrument of praise and worship. Masoko Bashaka. From the beginning of this service, you have been praising. This is instrument of praise. Everything about your life. Masoko Bashaka. It's turning around. It's turning around. It's turning around. So be very good. Masoba Babaina. Power is penetrating through that handkerchief. It's a weapon of warfare. Exactly what Jehoshaphat used the other time to conquer the enemy. Every enemy of God. In your body, every enemy of God in your career, anything that is very bad in your life, put it on your head and make that declaration. Your destiny, you've just placed that on your destiny right now. Makoba Sakalabakashkata, the destiny of your children. Will be very good. Your own destiny will be very good.
Amen.
From your head to your toe, whatsoever that is not good in there, they've already come out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever that pertains to your life, Baba Yaka Satanama Sheke. Whatsoever. The instrument or the seed of the devil that is there in your land. Evil plantation, evil seed, evil fruit, negative seed planted into your body. By the virtue of this handkerchief that is upon your land, and by the virtue of the anointing of God, of the word of God in my mouth. They are rooted out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From now on, everything about your life will be very good.
Amen.
Masokobo Shaka. Your marriage, I want you to be saying amen.
Amen.
Not by my power, not by my mind. I decree Genesis 1,
amen.
Verse 31.
Amen.
Over your life.
Amen.
Asikobo Shaka. It shall be very good.
Amen.
Makaina Masete. Your home.
Amen.
It shall be very good.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your family will be very good.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
My Your husband will be very good.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your wife will be very good.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Not by my power, not by my mind. I make that declaration.
Amen.
You have fasted and prayed for very good things. From now on, when you look around you, all you are going to be seeing is very good.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
Everything that you want in life, they shall come your way in a very good way.
Amen.
7 is the number of completion in the realm of the spirit. Is a spiritual perfection. I decree and I declare. From now on, your life is perfected.
Amen.
From now on, your marriage is perfected.
Amen.
From now on, your ministry is perfected.
Amen.
Your career is perfected.
Amen.
Your finance is perfected.
Amen.
Your business is perfected.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
From now on, because the Bible says that everything that the Lord created, they were good. All what you are going to be experiencing is very good.
Amen.
Very good testimony will come
Amen.
Your way.
Amen.
Ah, I hear the Lord. Very good contract will come your way.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to say it again. At the virtue of this fasting and prayer, by the anointing of the Lord, very good contract will come your way.
Amen.
Ah, you will have very good connection.
Amen.
Very good connection.
Amen.
Very good connection.
Amen.
Very good connection.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You that person that said you need a good wife, God will connect you to a very good
Amen.
Wife.
Amen.
You that need a husband, God will connect you to a very good
Amen.
Husband.
Amen.
Your womb will bring very good
Amen.
Fruit.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Declaration over your life that it is very good with you.
Amen.
Take that handkerchief, put it in your hand like that, your two hands. I prophesy to those hands, not by my power, not by my mind. If there's any bad seed in your hand, if there's anything that is not good that has been placed upon your life, failure is not good. Poverty is not good. Wretchedness is not good. The work of your hand, probably your business, your career, your destiny, anything that belongs to you, that is the work of your hand, that the enemy has sowed the seed of not very good or very bad into it. From now on, because you are holding instrument of praise and worship, a warfare instrument, and the scripture said in the book of Psalm 92 that is a good thing to praise the Lord. From now on, your life will demonstrate very good.
Amen.
The work of your hand will demonstrate very good.
Amen.
I said the work of your hand will demonstrate very good.
Amen.
Your business will show forth very good.
Amen.
Not by my power, but by the name of Jehovah. And that name that is above all name, Yeshua. Rakada Baskata, whatever that you hold on, whatever that you touch, will bring forth very good fruit.
Amen.
Will bring forth very good fruit.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
Put it on your feet. Put it on your feet. Feet, feet, feet. Wherever the sole of your feet will step upon,
in the name of Jesus,
you will step on a very good land.
Amen.
Wherever you go will be a very good place.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
Take it, put it on your face, please. From now on, what you are going to see concerning your life, concerning your marriage,
amen,
will be very good.
Amen.
When you look at your children, you'll be radiant and say, my children are very good.
Amen.
Your eyes will not see evil.
Amen.
I want a better amen.
Amen.
Your eyes will not see evil.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your wife, when you look at her, she will be very good.
Amen.
Your husband, when you look at him, he will be very good.
Amen.
Your children will be very good.
Amen.
When you see another day, when you wake up, that day will be very good.
Amen.
The rest of your life will be very good.
Amen.
You will not see evil.
Amen.
From now, start to see very good things.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Do me a favor. What you are going to do is to walk into the rest of God. The Bible says on the seventh day, this is the seventh day of this fasting and prayer. I want you to do it with anointing of God upon your life. That I'm walking into the rest of God. Over my children, I have rest. Over my household, I have rest. Begin to take a step, walk. Rest over my children. I have rest in the name of Jesus. Because the seventh day, the Lord rested after all his creation. All around me, all I can see is rest. Oh my God. You have rest over your children. God has given you rest over your marriage. God has given you rest over your household. No more helter and skelter. But from now on, there is rest. Proclaim it over your life. Rest. I walk into the rest of Jehovah. I walk into the rest of the Most High God. I walk into the rest of everlasting Father. Linde Bakaskata. I walk into the rest. Financially, I have rest. Spiritually, I have rest. Matrimonially, I have rest. You, that woman, declare over your children, you have rest. Every area of man in this country, I have rest. A bar residential permit. Whoa, I have rest. Lento masakayaba. Rekadaba soto kushi. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I'm making that declaration over your life. Psalm 125, verse 3. From now on, wherever you walk to, wherever you go to, the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon your
life. Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever the step that you take, I said, the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon your
life. Amen.
Wow. Wherever you are going to go in the land of the living, the presence of God will go with you.
Amen.
Did you say amen?
Amen.
Your children, the presence of God will go with them.
Amen.
But the fortune of this fasting and prayer that you did, I've heard the law since 3 days ago that says that the 15th generation after you, they're going to benefit out of it.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
I now said the next 15 generation after you, from you, wherever they go to, the presence of God will go with them.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Ashai jeni mufi sofwe. Mayida poskoto mayine. When the Lord wants to use Jeremiah, all what he did is that he put his hand in his mouth. The hand of the Lord is in my mouth. I prophesy to your life. Those of you that did the 7 days, those of you that did one or two out of it, those of you that are unable to do it at all, I'm prophesying to all of you. Wherever you go, according to Exodus 33, verse 14, the presence of God will go before.
Amen.
And it shall give you rest.
Amen.
I didn't write that Bible is in the scripture. It will give you rest.
Amen.
Over your children, it will give you rest.
Amen.
Over your marriage, it will give you rest.
Amen.
Over your ministry, it will give you
Amen.
Rest.
Amen.
Over the work of your heart, it will give you rest.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Bible said in the book of Exodus, chapter 15, it said, when they come to Marah, the water was bitter. In the wilderness, they have no water. But when they come to Marah, there is something that happened there. It was bitter. But the Lord Almighty spoke to Moses because they were unable to drink the water. Many women have been unable to settle down because their life, there is bitterness in it. Many marriages are not sweet as it's supposed to be sweet because then there's so much sour in it. But the Lord Almighty God spoke to Moses. He said, speak to that water. And as it was done, open your water, please. The water of Marah, it become sweet. Anyone under the sound of my voice, that your marriage is not sweet, the foundation of your life is not sweet, the life of your children is not sweet, your business is not sweet, it means it's not very good. But the fact of this water that the power of God had descended upon. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I really want you to receive it. From now on, everything about your life will be sweet. It will be sweet. Everything, Makanda Basiti, as the word of God we cut through into the marrow, into the bone, into every joint. This water will penetrate because the voice of the Lord is upon many water. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of Jehovah is mighty. The voice of the Lord break the cedar, and the voice of Jehovah break the cedar of Lebanon. It was the voice of the Lord that made the dead to give birth. It was the voice of the Lord that made the people in the temple to shout glory. I prophesy as the mouthpiece of the Most High God that the voice of the Lord is upon this water. The voice of Jehovah is upon this water. Nothing about your life will be bitter again. Nothing about your life will be sour again. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It wasn't coincident that the Lord Jehovah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one that is called Yeshua, that he stepped into the wedding of Galilee. And when he got there, all what he asked for is 6 pots. He didn't say 7. He said, fill the 6 pots with water. And exactly the same way, the days that God used to walk was 6. And by the fact of the 6 days and the 6 pots, everything in the marriage of Canaan becomes sweet and it becomes good. By the fact of this water, everything about your life on this 7th day of this fasting and prayer shall become good. Amen. It will go, it will flow through your body. It will remove anything that is not good in the life of your children. From now on, your marriage will be good. From now on, everything about you will be good. Drink the water in the name of Jesus. We want to anoint. I'm starting with anyone that is single in the house. The anointing is anointing of very good. Whatever you are going to receive, I want you to receive it from the bottom of your heart that I receive anointing of very good. A very good home, very good husband, and very good family is what you are going to receive. If there's anyone here single, trusting the Lord for a good wife, a good husband, I want you to come out and receive the anointing that will perfect your life to be a very good person, to receive a very good husband or wife. As you receive this anointing, because they have been impacted, they're not ordinary anointing anymore. The Bible said the anointing destroyed the yoke. So this anointing that you are receiving, not by our power, but this time next year, the Lord Almighty God will have connected you with your own spouse. In the name of the Lord Jesus. So we ask you to receive it right now in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to your life. Let me just read this scripture. Isaiah 34 verse 16. He said, look into the Lord's throne and read what it says. Not one of these will be missing. Not one of these word will be missing. He said, no one shall be without his mate. God said he will make this to happen. And the Lord Almighty God will see it happen. I make that declaration upon your life as you receive this anointing oil. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord Almighty God will give you your own God ordained spouse. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The Lord will order your steps. He will order your good husband. Everybody begin to say amen to them. Isaiah 34, verse 16. The Lord Almighty God, I prophesy to your life that the fortune of this anointing that you are receiving, the Lord will order you to your own ordained wife, to your own ordained husband, in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible said two are better than one because they have a good reward of their labor. This fasting and prayer, you have a good reward. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says that he who find a good wife has find a good thing. You will find a good husband. You will find a good wife. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Not by power, not by mind. I make that declaration upon your life. You that man, you will receive a good wife. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You will find favor. You will receive a good husband. In you that woman, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be upon your life. I want to prophesy to marriages right now. In the name of Jesus, from now on, your marriage shall be very good. Your marriage shall be very good. Your marriage shall be very good. And the Bible said they were both naked. And the man and the woman. And they were not ashamed. You will not be ashamed. In the name of Jesus, you will not be ashamed. The Bible said that she does him good and not evil all the days of her life. From now on, your wife will do you good. Your wife will be very good to you all the days of her life. So your husband will be very good to you all the days of his life. And lay hand upon your marriage and make that declaration. Your marriage will live up to the God expectation. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you that woman, the Bible said in the book of Proverbs 14, chapter verse 1, it says, every wise woman will build her own house. And make that declaration, you will build your own house. You will not use your own hand to destroy your marriage. In the name of the Lord Jesus, as the Lord Jehovah bring happiness and joy into the marriage of Cana, your marriage will be sweet. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord will fill your heart with unconditional love. In the name of Jesus, from now on, it is good in your marriage. In the name of Jesus. Let's do the blessings of the marriage. Then we do fruitfulness. The blessings of the marriage. Let's quickly do the blessings of the marriage. Those are the youth, the children of the marriage. If you can come and receive from the Lord. Right now we are prophesying into the life of this youth. By the virtue of this anointing oil you are receiving. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Almighty God will manifest his power upon your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You need to be saying amen over the life of all the youth. It shall be well with you. By the virtue of this anointing, everything about you will be good. When you are going out, it shall be good for you. When you are coming back in, it shall be good for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we make that declaration right now that you will have good understanding. You will have very good wisdom. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all the youth in this house, among your mates, you shall be very good. In the name of Jesus, in your family, you shall be very good children. To your parents, you shall be very good children. In your school, you will be very good. You will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. I decree and I declare the Lord will make everything about you perfect. When it's time for you to settle, you will settle. When it's time for you to bring forth children, you will bring forth children. Your husband will be good to you. So also your wife will be good to you. I sow the seed of very good into your life. Every good thing about your life that your hand will lay upon the Lord will complete it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, whatever you have lost will be restored back to you. The Lord shall open door of opportunity for you in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare over your life right now that in the name of the Lord Jesus, anyone among you that you have attitude that is not good, from now on it shall turn to be good. Your health will be good. Your career will be good. Your household will be good. Everything about you will become good. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you are too good for the enemy to handle. You are too good for the enemy to touch. In the name of the Lord Jesus, everything about you as you are receiving this anointing, you've received anointing of very good, and I decree and I declare that it shall be very good with you. It shall be very good with you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, everything about your life will be good. Your health will be good. It shall be good for you when you are going out, and it's good for you when you are coming back. So shall it be. In Jesus' name, let's sow the anointing of God upon everyone that is believing God for fruitfulness.
We're going to do this together. Daddy said he will not share his glory with anyone. It's not Pastor Victoria that is going to give them a baby, but my God in heaven. Me and my wife, we've been seeking the face of the Most High God. And I want you to stretch your hands towards them right now. Is it that something they call motherhood? Is it this one they will go into motherhood? Is it Moses was saying to God, go with me to the land. But this one, they need God to go with them. Until God made him a God. Exodus 7:1 is a journey of motherhood. You might not have walked on that journey before in your destiny, but you will go along with it right now. I said you will go along this right now. I said the fruitfulness that he commanded in 1 Genesis 1:28, because he said the Lord bless you, and the Lord said to you, be fruitful and multiply. He said, fill this earth and subdue it. He said, you shall have dominion over the fishes of the sea and over the birds of the air and every living thing that move on the earth.
So the Lord said to Moses, see.
Then the Lord said to you right now,
see.
He said, you should see.
I have made you a God to Pharaoh.
I've made you a God to motherhood today.
And Aaron, your brother, shall be your prophet.
And I said, your prophet is standing right now. These are your prophets standing before you right now. Your prophet are standing before you right now. I'm calling for your destiny right now to walk in motherhood right now. Even though God made Moses God, Aaron was the prophet standing. And I thank God for the prophet standing before you right now. I said, from now on, your life shall be different.
Amen.
I know you might be standing God for some people. It doesn't matter. I said, this is a different day from your life right now. I said, what God has commanded in your life, I said it will come to pass.
Amen.
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 This time next year, you will come with your own baby. Decree and I declare to your life right now, by the power in the blood of Jesus, by the anointing of the Most High God. He said, your God is perfect. I said, you'll be perfect in motherhood. I decree perfection of God to your life right now. I said, you shall be perfect in motherhood. I said, you shall be perfect in motherhood. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Receive the anointing from the pastor.
Just receive it and trust the Lord. The power of God has come upon you. Follow me. Oh, follow me, oh. Follow me. Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Oh, Holy Ghost fire.
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 Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost. Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Agbara Oluwa.
Agbara Oluwa.
Agbara Oluwa.
Agbara Oluwa.
Agbara Oluwa. You need the power of God to do anything in life. You need that power.
Agbara Oluwa.
Agbara Oluwa. Agbara meta lokan o.
Agbara Oluwa.
Agbara Oluwa. Agbara Jehovah, oh.
Agbara Oluwa.
Agbara Oluwa.
Agbara Oluwa.
Eyi to n ṣagun fun ni o.
Agbara Oluwa.
Agbara Oluwa.
Agbara Oluwa.
Eyi to n tun ni ni de o.
Agbara Oluwa.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost power. What do you want?
Holy Ghost fire.
Somebody said this is what I want.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Please, wherever you are, stand up and come to the front. Stand up and come to the front. Every one of us right now.
Holy Ghost power. Your womb has to receive power to bring forth fruit. Your body has to receive power so that you can bring forth children. so that you can fulfill your purpose.
Fire.
So I want you to open your mouth.
Fire.
And say, let the power come upon
fire.
Me.
Somebody cry for the Holy Ghost. The power of God is here. The power of God is here. The power of God is here. The Holy Ghost 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 is here. Open your heart to receive. Open your heart to receive. Open your heart to receive. Open up your heart to receive the Holy Ghost this year. Open up your heart to receive her. Open up your heart to receive the Holy Ghost this year. The glory of God is here. 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 Receive the power of the Holy Ghost. 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 Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost. Rabba Baba Yala Baba Shatala Baba. Rabba
There is power. Praise the Lord. This is the book of John 15, 2-3. It said, every branch in you that have not bear fruit has been taken away. Amen. I decree that to your life today. Amen. In the name of the Father, Amen. In the name of the Son, Amen. In the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Whatever branch in your life that have not bear fruit, a good one, has been taken away. Amen. These 7 days, the Lord has purged you. Amen. And from now on, you are going to bring forth fruit. Amen. You will abide in the Lord. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. By the fortune of this fruit, your fruit will be very good. Amen. You will bring forth fruit. Amen. You will be like a tree, Amen. Planted by the river Amen. Of the water. Amen. And in your season, you will bring forth good fruit. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Everyone under the sound of my voice, whether you are joining online or you are here, your leaves shall not wither. Amen. Your children will not wither. Amen. Your marriage will not wither. Amen. Your business will not wither. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Whatever you do shall prosper. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. I make that declaration over your life right now. Matthew 12, 33. He said, make the tree good. And his fruit shall be good. From now on, because you have been made good, from past 6 days, from now on, any fruit that come out of your life will be very good. Amen. Wow, I wanted to say a big amen to that. He said, make a tree good, and his fruit shall be good. Heavens have purged you. Heavens have sanctified you. You've received the body of Christ. You've drank the water. You've done so many things in this house today. And from now on, I decree and I make that declaration Amen. To heaven and earth that you are very good. Amen. And you will bring forth very good fruit. Amen. Your life will be filled with fruit of righteousness, Amen. Fruit of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Fruit of joy. Amen. As you eat this fruit, everything about your life will be fruitful. Amen. And it will bring forth good fruit. From now on, you will start to bear much fruit. Much fruit. Much fruit. So shall it be. I sanctify with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Just eat your fruit.
Thank you for listening to Above Limitations. I know you've been blessed with this message. Join Pastor Victoria at Freedom House, 9 Factory Road, North Woolwich, London E16 2EL. Sundays, 10 a.m. GMT. For more information, visit www.pastorvictoria.org. Email admin@pastorvictoria.org.